The DUP has slammed an academic who claimed in an email that the party may have been responsible for suicides in gay and lesbian young people. The DUP MLA, Jim Wells, rounded on Dr. Graham Ellison of Queen's University at a meeting of the Stormont Justice Committee. Mr. Wells said he had seen an email written by Dr. Ellison. The DUP MLA read part of this email at the committee meeting.
In terms of gay and lesbian politics that you have an interest in, they're one of the most repressive and socially backward parties you can imagine. The next word I won't use because it's deeply offensive and it's a swear word. Who knows how many gays and lesbian young people in Northern Ireland have committed suicide because of this bloody party? I can also remember not long ago, 5 or 6 years, that the party, i.e. the DUP, was claiming that rape within marriage was impossible. They are simply latching on to this idea about sex that it is grounded in biblical teaching and not in feminist theory.
Well, Dr. Graham Ellison is with us now. Dr. Ellison, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What are your thoughts here when you heard what the DUP had to say yesterday?
Well, a lot of thoughts. My email inbox is bursting at the moment. I have 700 emails sitting here. I don't think I've ever had such a reaction to anything I've ever written in before. So virtually all of them, as far as I can see, are supportive. But there's a broader, a number of issues here, Stephen. One is, the first one is obviously that this was a private email sent to an individual, and I have no idea how it ended up with the DUP. I don't know if it was forwarded or what. So that's the first thing. So basically, it was a private conversation. That's the first point I'd like to make. The second thing is that the email was actually longer, and I wasn't talking about the DUP as a party per se. I was actually talking about some of the social policies, which is a slightly different thing, because I know DUP councillors, they work very, very hard for their community. I know a number of the politicians. I've got a letter from Ian Paisley Jr. upstairs thanking me for something, but I think in a sense I don't recognise the party anymore. I think that's my problem.
Well, let's zone in on why you said that the party may have been responsible for suicides in gay and lesbian young people.
Because I'm of the view, Stephen, that, to put it bluntly, if you like, I think words and acts have consequences. And I think the events of last year with the Slags protests in particular showed how a few, if you like, ill-chosen words have very, very sort of serious...
Well, like what, though? What policies are you talking about? By the way, just so that everybody knows, we asked the DUP to come on this morning. You had many DUP councillors involved in the Bible story. They come on to the radio programme, actually. Paul Girvan, to be fair, come on to the radio programme. But in terms of this story this morning, they don't want to talk to you. Which is interesting in itself. And when I say you, I don't mean you, Dr. Ellison, I mean the DUP. They have given us a statement, and they've described your comments as disgraceful and offensive, which is why I want to get Dr. Ellison to why you think what you do. So how on earth could the DUP ever be responsible or contribute to someone taking their own life if they were gay?
Well, the point, as I say, like, it was a longer email. This is just a tiny little...
But you do stand over saying it, so what do you mean?
Well, I meant that, you know, the DUP is a socially conservative party, and I think, you know, in the last few months, like, we've had the rise over gay adoption, gay blood donors. Before that, you had rise over civil partnerships. Before that, again, you had a rise over the age of consent. Gay conversion therapy, and then, you know, it's not related, but you had that sort of ban in the play in Newton Abbey. So I think there has been this constant drip feed. I'm not necessarily saying it's homophobic prejudice, but I think it does build up. I think for young gay and lesbian people, that creates a sense of stigma, a very real sense of stigma. And I was just looking at a report there earlier, and from the Northern Ireland Anti-Bullying Forum, and they're suggesting that suicide rates among LGBT young people in Northern Ireland are significantly higher than the general Northern Ireland population.
And why was this on your mind? Have you had gay people approach you?
No, it was in the context of Lord Morrill's bill, because I was struggling with one aspect of it, and basically I was trying to work out where the bill was coming from and what organisations were involved in it and why. And why I was thinking that, Stephen, was because it's the only bill that's been drafted outside the Northern Ireland Assembly. In other words, it's been drafted somewhere else, and that's what was puzzling me, and that's why I had been in that conversation with Ms. Eckberg.
So are you seriously suggesting, by the way, the DUP say that your comments have no basis in fact. They say that your opposition to Lord Morrow's bill, the human trafficking bill, is clearly as much to do with a dislike of the DUP as anything else. So they're saying you don't like them.
I don't dislike the DUP at all, but in reality, Stephen, my card was marked the very first article I wrote that sort of disputed some of the figures on prostitution in Northern Ireland.
What do you mean your card was marked?
Basically, because I was seen to be a critic of the bill. You know, like I couldn't get anyone, you know, even before this email from the DUP to actually speak to me about the research. Like, I'm actually involved in a fairly big study looking at prostitution in four cities, including Belfast, and I would have thought that the party would have at least wanted to put its view across. I might not necessarily have agreed with it, but, you know, my door was open, I emailed...
This bill isn't about gay people, this bill is about human trafficking and people paying for sex.
Yeah, yes, but the issue was that when I contacted Gunilla Ekberg, who is a well-known Swedish radical feminist, she's a well-known champion of... equality issues, gay and lesbian issues, human rights, and so forth. I basically want to know why she was aligning herself with a party that was very, very conservative on those issues, and that's where this came from initially. I don't know if you know the background to Lord Morrill's bill, Stephen, or if you want me to say a little bit about that.
I do, but I kind of want to focus today because I think there's really... interesting territory. Again, to be fair to the DUP, although the DUP is so clear about their position, so confident about their position, that they don't actually want to have a human voice talking about this morning, which is nearly funny in itself.
Yeah, I'm not.
You know, here you are being criticised. Here you are with a formal complaint against you, and here you are fronting up this morning, putting your position. Meanwhile, the DUP have a little three-line statement,
yeah,
bang, and the formal complaint goes in. Really interesting.
There's also an issue of having some of my private emails read out in a public forum in front of, you know, a live webcam broadcast, and I don't know how that email was accessed. But anyway, that's beside the point. But the point I was going to make, Stephen, there was that...
Well, it was presumably passed on to the DUP somehow, and we shouldn't speculate how. But here's the point.
Well,
because the DUP is against gay marriage, because the DUP is telling gay people who have had sex within a certain amount of months that their blood is not acceptable in Northern Ireland, because the DUP's position is that gay people should not be able to adopt, you know, they've got a mandate. And they continue to get a sizable vote in Northern Ireland, the biggest party in Northern Ireland, for goodness sake. Are they not entitled to say it without being accused of contributing to people killing themselves?
Two things here, Stephen. I just want to put this on the record. I've no complaint about the grilling I got yesterday, and I was expecting that. You know, that's what MLAs do. And, you know, like William Humphrey, for example, is very polite, very professional, and whatever. In relation to what you just said there, I think the party is in trouble, to be honest. I think that's the issue. I think there are, if you like, internal schisms bubbling around between some people who may adopt a more secular approach and others who may adopt a more religious approach. Like, I live here in East Belfast, for example, like a Protestant neighborhood. I don't recognise any of the DUP policies in relation to sort of issues around sex and morality, and you've just been speaking to my neighbours and whatever. So I'm not really sure where that mandate is coming from. I think there is a kind of internal war brewing here, and it may or may not rupture at some future point.
Where is the evidence of your internal war within the DUP?
I have spoken to a number of DUP councillors, and in connection I know them, and I think there are these issues bubbling, you know. That's my opinion. I have no proof of that, but I think Lord Morrill's bill perhaps is on the more religious side of the equation. And the ban on the play in Newtownabbey there the other week, that was the same type of issue. But if you're talking about working class secular loyalists, I'm not really sure whether or not they would engage that much with those types of issues around religious belief.
But I'm coming back to this core question, Dr. Ellison, which I think is important. It is a huge accusation to make about any individual, never mind a political party, that their policy may be contributing to death, to people killing themselves. That, you know, you really do need to be grilled about that, right? Now, you tell me one DUP policy associated that may affect a gay person's life that you believe would drive that person to contemplate suicide. What is it?
I think I don't think it's one policy in particular. As I said, when you opened there, I think it's the constant drip feed of various kinds of policies of, sort of rhetoric and maybe some speeches or some remarks that taken together as a composite whole, they might affect a young person's life and reinforce a sense of stigma. But so I'm not blaming any one individual. I think politicians need to be very, very careful about what they say. And as I say, the Flags protest is a very, very good example of that. A few heated statements and then, Belfast shuts down for 6 months, or not 6 months, 6 weeks or whatever.
But you still haven't, with respect, Dr. Ellison, told me how you're linking the DUP with suicide.
I think the constant
specifics,
the drip feed of statements around gay adoption, gay blood donors, civil partnerships, age of consent, gay conversion therapy, and so on and so forth, I think taken as a composite whole, do have an effect, and that's coming out in some of the emails I've been getting from just random strangers who've been emailing me all night, and most of this morning. As I say, I've 700 emails sitting here, which I haven't read them all, obviously, but there is something going on, Stephen, and I think there is that issue within, if you like, unionism and loyalism, between, if you like, a secular unionism and maybe a more traditional religious unionism. I think there is a tension there, and I'm not totally sure at this point that maybe the DUP is embracing both of those. I think there's kind of a jockeying position at the moment.
But what do you want them to do? Do you want them to be forced into accepting gay people should get married, or that gay people should be able to donate blood, when they fundamentally believe that it is wrong?
Yeah, but I think there are a lot of maybe DUP supporters and indeed DUP voters, and I myself have voted for the DUP in the past for strategic instrumental reasons, who don't really like this. They want a secular unionism. They don't want a unionism based on religion, and that's really all I would ask for. But I would just say to politicians, not just the DUP, but you have to be very, very careful about words and rhetoric. I think.
Well, do you?
Yes. I think they can, in some senses, translate into deeds. Not maybe necessarily.
You see, look, I doubt, just to share this with you all, you know, I am not on Edwin Poots's Christmas card list at the moment, okay? I don't think the health minister would be inviting me round to his house for any parties in the near future. However, I can say this about him, because it is true. I know for a fact that Minister Poots cares deeply about mental health. I know that he has gone well beyond where he needed to go and put a lot of personal work himself into trying to prevent suicide in Northern Ireland, in trying to do something about depression and mental health issues in Northern Ireland. And so I guess, Dr. Ellison, when the likes of Edwin Poots or other members of the DUP might be thinking, is he seriously suggesting that we are leading to people taking their own lives?
No, I think you're missing my point, Stephen. I think it's part of the broader political culture. And as I say, it's not one event. It's a constant drip feed of different types of, yeah. of events and statements and whatever that in the long term are contributing to stigma. If you really want an opinion on this, Stephen, I suggest you contact the Rainbow Project, who are probably more expert in speaking about this than me, but it's certainly something that they have raised in the past.
We did contact them and we couldn't get anybody from that project this morning. Stay there.